We are talking about this two-year plan, 2020 vision, reaching up to December of 2020. We've asked ourselves a question: what kind of church do we want to be? What are we aspiring to be as a church? How do we define that? That's a good question, because I've been asking pastors the same question. I took a survey last fall, not only of our congregation, but I surveyed about two dozen pastors in our community. And I asked them some similar questions. I was just curious, in terms of input or insight, how they saw it. What is it that the church ought to be? And where are we missing in our culture, in our day and age? And what can we do better? And as Frank mentioned there, we've come up with a motto. It's an old motto, borrowed it from someone years ago, and it's on our board out in the lobby as of 1997. Every member a minister. I think that's the kind of church that God has designed us to be, a place where everyone ministers for him. Let me show you a real potent passage in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, if you have your Bible in front of you. And I want to challenge you, as Frank did just a minute ago, that God has called you to that kind of a life. And he's called us as a church to be that kind of a church. Last week, I suggested that God's calling is for you to live the life under the lordship of Jesus Christ, to live the life that he's designed for you to live as his people, or us as his people. This morning I wanted to talk about being the church that he's called us to be. Let me just highlight a passage in Ephesians, and we'll come back here next week. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 and following, Paul writes, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received." Live up to your calling. Let me ask you, are you doing that? Did you know that you've been called by name, by God, this time in this era, this place, for something specific? And are you living up to that calling? Now, there are people who are not necessarily called, but they're driven. And I think there's a difference. There's some outstanding people out there who are driven kinds of people. They're really working hard, whether it's in the business field or in athletics, or in the church. But I think there's a difference between being driven. I don't think God wants to drive us to do something. He could. He could make us comply with his will. I think he's calling us to follow Jesus' lead. And I want to ask you if you've ever considered the fact that you have a specific call on your life, and God will hold you and I accountable as to whether we have lived up to that calling. I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received. Verse 2, he goes on to paint kind of the essence of what that could be like. Be completely humble and gentle, patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. That's the theme here, unity. There's one body, one Spirit. So you are called by one hope, one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one God, the Father of all, who is in all and through all. There's one, and we're to be unified, a unit. But then he says in verse 7, to each of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. The word could also be translated gift. And he picks up on that there in verse 7 from the Psalms. When he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. I believe that God has given you a gift that aligns with your calling. And he expects you and he expects me to serve according to the gift that he has given me or you. Verse 9, what does ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. Who's that talking about? It's talking about Jesus, isn't it? He came down and he went back up. Then verse 11, it was he, here we go, who gave some to be apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastors and teachers. Those are the leadership gifts given to the church, but for a reason. Notice verse 12, and here's where we're going to have to camp out next time. To prepare God's people for works of, there's your word, Frank, service. He wants to make servants out of us. He wants your life to serve a purpose. He wants to give you the greatest reason for anyone to ever live on planet Earth, a living daily relationship with him in a way that expresses that to the world. You and I are servants to serve. Works of service, goes on to say, so that the body of Christ, that is the church, may be built up until we all reach the unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. He wants to grow us up to maturity so that we can serve his purposes in our generation. In essence, I believe that's our calling as a church. And what I want to think about is how well we are fulfilling that calling and what could we do better. According to the survey that we took last fall, I'm going to suggest they're in your outline there. We'll go there next week. Four areas that I think we can improve significantly, that we can work on in the next 2 years to aspire to be the kind of church that God has called us to be, to answer that call, to live up to the calling corporately that he's given us on our little corner of the world here in our niche, Bethel Gilead Community Church. I believe that's God's ideal and his design for us. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you most for those who are workers who've gone out in obedience to your word, as you told all of us to do. But the opportunity that you gave these from the missions trip this last week is outstanding, or this last year is outstanding. And I pray for not only for them, but for us, for all of us, that you would prompt us, that we could get a greater sense of why we are on planet Earth at this time, in this place, of who you have decided or determined that we could be as your people, of what kinds of things we ought to be about, busy fulfilling the Master's business. That's our prayer as a congregation. We are aspiring to be a church where every member is a minister, where every saint serves, where all of us have a place to contribute in your kingdom work. And I pray that you would help us daily to live the kind of life that you've called us to under your lordship. I pray that you would teach us to be the church that you've designed us to be. And finally, as we edge up into 2020, I pray that you would use us to extend your kingdom, maybe like never before in our community. That's my prayer for myself and for each one. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.